Hey guys, David here. Welcome back to the Sterling High School Radio. We're here with Rob Strauss from Sterling High School. He's been here for 11 years. He's the coach of tennis and a radio broadcasting here at Sterling High School. We're doing a celebrity podcast. Let's get into it. How's it going, man?
I'm just happy that I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that you consider me a celebrity. I love that. That's a lot of fun. Good times.
What interests you most about Sterling High School?
I would say the variety of every day that you come in here. It's something different, and especially in the class that I teach with radio broadcasting, it's something that not a lot of other schools offer, and it's something unique and something that I think the students look forward to every day. It's always something different, whether it's a toy drive or it's just going live in the studio with different games and things like that. It's a lot of fun, and I like bringing that experience to the kids.
So you picked Kobe Callett?
Kobe Callett.
Yeah.
Kobe Callett, yes.
You picked Lucky as your number 10 song.
I did. This is going out to the boss lady, my wife. This is like one of our tunes. Probably one of my favorite tunes. I've gotten a chance to see Kobe live a bunch of times. I'm a big fan of acoustic singer-songwriters, and I think the music that she puts together is really beautiful, and I really like her voice, and she's just a great artist, and I probably one of my favorite tunes by her. It's actually a duet with Jason Mraz as well, so big fan of this one. I had to throw this one out to my wife, Tiffany, so that's for you, honey.
Do you hear me talking to you? Across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky, oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams, I feel you whisper across the sea, I keep you with me in my heart, you make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Ooh.
They don't know how long it takes.
Waiting for a love like this. To an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees are most so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm in best friend, lucky to have been where I have been, lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way, lucky to have stayed where we have stayed, lucky to be coming home someday.
By Kobe Callett. So going on to the next question, what type of music are you into most?
Most, I'd probably say I'm definitely more of a 90s grunge and alternative kind of guy. I really enjoy classic rock, and even some more of the more current stuff like Taylor Swift and Matchbox 20, just a lot of the my variety. I'm all over the map when it comes to music. I love everything. Not as much of a big fan of country, but I respect it. I'm just not exposed to it as much, but I really do enjoy, like I said, the 90s grunge and alternative, and that's probably right in my wheelhouse right there.
Your number 9 song was Hotel California by Eagles.
The Eagles are probably one of my favorite bands, and this song is just absolutely perfect. There's not a bad thing you can say about this song. It's kind of the kind of song that you just belt out singing. They did a great acoustic version of it on their Hell Freezes Over tour, and it's just a great classic rock tune. I think it's one of those songs that will span over centuries. People will be listening to this song many years from now and just saying this is it's an absolute classic, hands down.
It's definitely a scary song, to be quite honest.
I don't know. It has a lot of if you look it up online, there are a lot of everybody always asks Don Henley, like, what's the reasoning behind the song? Like, what does the song mean? And everybody has their own different take on what some of the words mean in some of the song and in parts of the song. So I like that nobody really knows. I think that's pretty cool, and that's why it's one of my favorite tunes.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. We'll be right back.
That was Hotel California by Eagles. Your number 8 pick was DMV. I'm not sure what that stands for.
Dave Matthews Band. Dave Matthews Band, a kind of a jam band from that really made its band known, got it in the forefront a little bit in the early 90s with their Under the Table and Dreaming album, and then just exploded from there. Their next album, Crash, was just as big, if not bigger, than their second album, which was Under the Table and Dreaming. But I'm a huge fan of these guys. I've seen them live. They put on such a phenomenal show. They're so talented, and their music is just so powerful to me. And I really like the fact that they play it different every single time. And you can listen to one of their songs on an album, then you go to their show and they play the song twice as long because they go into like some big jam on parts of the song. So I really, really enjoy Dave Matthews Band.
If you were to interview one of their members, who would it be?
Oh, wow. I would definitely say Dave Matthews. I mean, he's such a great songwriter, and how he comes up with some of the lyrics for his songs, and he's just so talented. He's actually from, I believe he's from South Africa, and he's a real humanitarian guy. He's got his own line of custom wines now. He makes his own wines now, which is pretty neat. But I really do enjoy his music, and I want to know, you know, he's been playing music for upwards of almost 3 decades now, which is kind of hard to believe. But, you know, what keeps him motivated? That's what I would want to know. Like, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going out there day in and day out and just playing music in front of tens of thousands of fans every night?
Well, could I have been a parking lot attendant? Could I have been a millionaire in ballet? Could I have been lost somewhere in Paris? Could I have been your little brother? Could I have been or anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone? He stands, touches his shoes untied. Tongue gaping stare. Could I have been a magnet for money? Could I have been anyone other than me? 23 and so tired of life, such a shame to throw it all away. The images grow darker still. Could I have been up at the sky, there's a
That was Dancing Nancy's by Damon Matthews Band. Your number 7 pick was Nirvana, Drain You. I know Nirvana is one of your favorite bands. Why did you choose it as number 7?
Nirvana to me is one of those bands that, and I know you didn't grow up in the 90s, but I mean, Nirvana is a band that really changed the face of music. Coming out of the 80s, there was a lot of hair band stuff, and Nirvana and Kurt Cobain and Nirvana kind of said, you know what, we're done with that whole phase, and it really catered to the angry teen. He changed it from, you know, tight jeans and guys wearing makeup and stuff to the grunge and flannel ripped jeans kind of era, and it really, that whole album of Nevermind, which is their second album, kind of, it spoke to a generation, and it like I said, it changed the landscape of music. And they're recently inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They really only made 3 studio albums. Bleach was their first album. Nevermind, which is what Drain You is off of, and In Utero. They did have a couple other albums. Incesticide was one of their an album that they had in between Nevermind and In Utero, but it was more of a B-side kind of album. And they had their own Plugged in New York that MTV did shortly before Kurt passed away. So if you think about their longevity, I mean, they're just a phenomenal band that has a ton of talent, and fortunately it ended a little too soon for them, but this is one of my favorite tunes. This is Drain You from Nirvana.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. I'm talking what you think this is about me. It is. Passing back and forth in our passing.
That was Drain You from Nirvana. So what got you into radio?
You know what? I don't even know what my fascination with it was. My dad, when I was really little, had a reel-to-reel player, and it had like the tape. I know you guys don't know what that is, but it actually had tape, and I would just sit there and record stuff, and I would go back and listen to it, and I always had this fascination with radio. And I just always thought it was really, really neat, and I just kind of fell in love with it. And when I got to – I would wake up early in the morning and listen to radio stations just to, before school started. And it was a ton of fun. I had a blast with it, and I've been fortunate enough to make it, I guess, a career out of radio.
So how much time do you spend going live compared to how much time you want to go live?
If it were up to me, I'd be going live every single day. And we kind of do during my 3A seminar class, which is new to Sterling this year. There is a different group that goes live every single day. And I think the going live experience really helps out with a lot of things. Helps out with your public speaking. It helps out with just planning and being able to multitask. It really helps with a lot of different things. And your personality really shows once you get comfortable with it. Your personality really starts to come out, and you start thinking of different ideas on how to keep your audience captivated.
Your number six song was Interstate Love Song.
Stone Temple Pilots. And again, another 90s alternative and grunge fave. STP, not around as much anymore, but they still put together two or three really, really, really good albums in the 90s. Core was their first album. And the one that Interstate Love Song comes off of is off of the Purple album. And there's not a bad song in either one of those two albums. But Interstate Love Song, one of my faves.
That was Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots. Your number five song was Hey Jealousy by Gin Blossoms.
Gin Blossoms are I wouldn't call them an alternative. They're more of a pop. I don't know. Maybe it's a poppy alternative band from the 90s. It wasn't as hard as Pearl Jam and Nirvana and STP, but they definitely had more of a radio feel to them. And I've been a big fan of them. I've seen them a number of times. I met the guys after shows. They were just great guys. And believe it or not, they are still actually touring and doing shows mostly on the West Coast because they're all from Arizona. But they put together some of my favorite songs. And some one of my favorite lines from that is, if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. And that's kind of like one of my anthems. It's kind of melancholy, but I really do enjoy that line there. And that's, I like looking into the lyrics of the music, and that's one of the big things that I like.
So if you had to leave Sterling and go to another job, where would you go?
I have no idea, because what I do is so unique that I wouldn't know what to do. My wife and I have talked about this because she's a guidance counselor, and she can find guidance counselor jobs. It's not easy to do that, but it's easier than it would be to find a high school radio broadcasting job. So that's, I don't know what
accurate.
I would do. Yeah, it is accurate, and I don't know what I would do. Hopefully I'm here until I – they're going to have to bury me here for sure. But it's, I enjoy what I do. I have the greatest job on the planet, and I look forward to coming in here every single day.
So if Sterling gets an AM radio station, what would be the first thing that you did?
We would definitely have a big party, that's for sure, to kind of formally announce it. And I think it may be coming, if not this year, then definitely in the fall. It's something that I've had on my radar for since I got here, is getting us actually on the dial. And it's looking like it's going to become more and more of a reality in the next couple months here.
You put a star next to Hey Jealousy. What is this?
It just goes back to that whole thing with me with enjoying some of the lyrics from the song, that line that they say in there, if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. That's something that I always remember from high school, and it just kind of sticks with me. It just, there's all the ones that are, and Dave has a little paper that I starred certain things on there, and that's ones that have lyrics that to me kind of stand out.
Well, tell me, did you think it'd be all right? Just crash here tonight. You can see I'm no sheep for driving. And anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be. Jealousy, you can trust me not to think and not to sleep around. And if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Cause all I really want to be with you, feeling like I matter too. And if I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, jealousy. Here tonight, you can see I'm no sheep for driving.
That was Hey Jealousy by Gin Blossoms. Your number four pick was Crazy Life, TTYS.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. Toad the Wet Sprocket is another one of those bands you can kind of bunch into with the same characteristics as the Gin Blossoms. They're not really an alternative rock band, but they are kind of alt-rock, but they're more soft alt-rock. I just got a chance to see them at the Keswick Theater over the summer, and they've been putting songs together for 30 years now, and they're just one of my favorite bands, and they have a half dozen albums, and every single one is just as good, if not better, than the other one. And Crazy Life is just a great song by a great band. And if you're in, they can play the mellow stuff, they can play the harder stuff that you can kind of get your head bouncing to a little bit, but definitely one of my favorite bands of all time. Toad the Wet Sprocket, got a chance to meet them a number of times after their shows. They're just really down-to-earth guys who just play music, and they definitely have a love for what they do.
Overpunished, wounded knee, blood on.
That was Crazy Life by Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's a really interesting name.
It is, actually. The origin of the name is actually off of a Monty Python skit, and that's where they got the name of the band is from Monty Python. So it's pretty unique, and it's something that that definitely stands out. And you're like, TTWS, what the heck is that? That's my abbreviations for pretty much everything, so I'm so sorry about that.
Your next song is by Foo Fighters. You always talk about Foo Fighters in class.
The Foo Fighters are hands down one of my favorite bands, and as we get closer to the end of this, it was hard for me to rank them, but Foo Fighters, when I go out running, which is something I like to do a lot, they're definitely on my running playlist, without a doubt. I've gone on 2-hour runs where I listen to nothing but a Foo Fighters playlist, and I have no problem doing it. So these guys are just – I think Dave Grohl, the lead singer, is the consummate front man for a band. He's got energy. He's got the look. He's got everything. And he's talented. He's just – you could tell that he loves what he does, and I think he's hands down one of the best performers that are out there today. And he's still keeping – the hard rock, alt rock, still in the forefront in today's music. And I think that's it's kind of dying a little bit because of what's going on with pop and hip-hop and R&B right now. But Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters definitely still keeping rock alive.
Yeah, he knows how to play the drums. He knows how to sing. He knows how to play guitar.
Extremely
he's
versatile.
Very versatile.
And he can do anything. And if you get a chance to watch some of the documentary Back and Forth, it's a great documentary about how they put together one of their latest albums, and Sonic Highways, which is their latest album. They've done a ton of documentaries, like rockumentaries, if you will, on I think it was called The Sound City, which was a music studio out in California where a lot of the famous artists like Fleetwood Mac started recording their stuff, and they did a nice little documentary on how they put all that stuff together. So it's really, really cool. And I really like the diversity of his music and him as a performer. I've seen him live a number of times, and he melts my face off. So, and the rest of the band. It's not just Dave Grohl. There's other guys too.
Rest in Kashmir.
That was Outside by Foo Fighters. Your next song is Rearview Mirror by Pearl Jam. You ranked them as number two.
I did put them at number two. It's so hard to pick. Once we got into like the top five, it's hard to take any of these top ten and put them in kind of an order for me, because I think they're all equally as good, just in different ways. But and there's so many Pearl Jam songs that I don't know. I didn't know which one to pick, but I thought Rearview Mirror has one of those lyrics in there that I think is great. He says in there, Eddie Vedder says in there, some things are much clearer when you look in your rearview mirror. And I think that's kind of an anthem for life a little bit, in that it, you know, when things happen to you in life, you don't understand it at the time, but once you look back on it years, months, days later or whatever, everything is a little bit clearer and it makes a little bit more sense. And I think that's what he's going for there. And I really, really love that line by Eddie and the guys. Just do a great job. I've seen Pearl Jam 5 times. Some of my friends that I go to the shows with have seen them in the teens, the number of times that they've seen them, like 14, 15 times. I've seen them once at Wrigley Field, twice at Fenway Park, and twice in Philly. And they're just such a great band. Eddie Vedder's picture, when he was on the cover of Time magazine, was in my locker in high school. And he was one of those guys, along with Nirvana, that changed the face of music for the early to mid 90s. And they're just a great band. They still put on great shows. Every show is different for them, and I like that. You don't know what you're gonna hear when you go to one of their shows. Are they gonna play stuff off their original 10 album? Are they gonna play stuff off of Binaural? Are they gonna play stuff off of, you know, whatever? What are they gonna do? And that's what I like the most about them.
So, who got you into music, if anyone?
I don't really know if there's one specific person that got me into music. That's a great question. I think music finds you. Some people are influenced by their parents, what their parents listen to, like when they're little kids and they're growing up in the car, like a lot of them. Oh, maybe that's where I got my classic rock from, because my parents really like classic rock. But I think the 90s grunge and alternative, I just kind of found on my own, or they found me. And that's just what kind of appealed to me. And that was pretty deep. You don't find music; music finds you. And I think that it's kind of true, in a sense that you don't really, you just find a genre. And I don't recommend sticking with just one genre. I would recommend, you know, exploring different ones. I'm not a big fan of country, but I'll listen to it. I'll appreciate it. It's not my cup of tea, but I appreciate it. And they've got a spot for some other people out there, and that's fine. But I would say that probably my parents, to an extent, with the classic rock, and then just being in high school and being a part of the times in the early 90s.
Yeah, I would say that my brother got me into metal, and my parents got me into a different type of music, and then you got me into like Foo Fighters, and it's just like,
let's,
I don't know, I don't know where.
Well, welcome aboard. You got to see them live. They are phenomenal live. So you got to definitely check them out.
Here coming up is Rearview Mirror by Pearl Jam.
Most defined.
That was Rearview Mirror by Pearl Jam. Your next song, your number one song, is Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain. Why did you choose this song?
Again, it's one of those artists that they have their catalog. I celebrate their entire catalog, and it's impossible for me to pick one song. But again, there's a line in this one that I really like that it always seems that this is on my running list. Where, like, when I'm running, usually in the winter and the weather's terrible. And they say, I run in the rain till I'm breathless. And when I'm breathless, I run till I drop. And that's kind of like, because I'm so big into running marathons and all that stuff, that's kind of what I do. I run in the rain. I run in the snow. I run. And when I'm done running, I'm breathless. I'll drop. And that's hopefully at the end of the race. But that always seems to come up at a certain point when I'm running long distances. So that's it's tough to pick one song from Zeppelin because they're all good songs, but this one's probably one of my faves.
Yeah, they have a lot of variety in their songs. There's some longer songs, which is why I'm afraid this is going to go way too long.
But no, there's no time limit on this podcast. Again, this podcast could go 2 hours if you really wanted it to, because I gave you a list of 20 different artists that we could have pulled from, but yeah, Zeppelin is the hands down the best rock band ever. I think they trump the Beatles.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll say it. I think they're different format from the Beatles, obviously, but I think they're just as good, if not better, than the Beatles. Burning, and the feel of your touch gives me fright.
restless. When I met this iron deal, I dropped. Hey, thoughts of a fool's got a guess. Just a fool waiting on the right block. Oh, yeah. Hey, now. Oh, oh, oh. Lot of the love that I found. Lot of the love that I found. Lot of the love that I. Lot of the love that I found. Lot of the hell, lot of the hell, lot of the love that I found. Lot of the love that I found.
That was Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin. And I think that ends the podcast. So, what did you think of trying to create the top 10?
The top 10 was tough. I'm not going to lie to you. It's really, really tough. I've got 40 years of listening to music in me. So, trying to narrow it down to a top 10, my top 10 could change next week. And, you know, maybe Toad the Wet Sprocket is out, but somebody else is like Soundgarden. It might be in. Who knows?
Maybe
Queen's in. Maybe somebody else is in there. I don't even know. But it's tough to narrow down your top 10. And in anything, I think it's tough to narrow down the top 10 because you're always leaving somebody out or some, you know, some artists out in this case. So it makes it a little bit tougher. But for the most part, I think it was a lot of fun. And hope you enjoyed my top 10.
Okay, this is Dave from Sterling High School. Thank you, Rob Strauss, for doing the Celebrity Cog Podcast with me.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a great time.
You've been listening to Sterling High School Radio.